I'm Hannah Davis.
And I'm Jessica Kate.
And today we are talking about the most romantic moments on TV. So if you want to swoon with us together, we have a list full of fantastic moments of all the things that will just make you go, ah. And we are also talking a little bit about at the end of the episode today about Jess's awesome news.
Yes, I have a publishing contract with HarperCollins and Thomas Nelson, and we've just released the name of my book that's coming out in the middle of next year in July, and it's called Love and Other Mistakes. So I'll tell you all about it in the podcast.
Yay! Okay, fantastic. So, Jess, go ahead and tell me one of your most top romantic moments of TV.
So I'll keep it brief. I'll talk about it more in the podcast, but it is when in season two, I think, or one of Jane the Virgin, when Raphael proposes to Jane for the first time, that was amazing. I think my housemate at the time and I were like yelling at the television. We were so enthusiastic about it. It was quite a moment.
I think my one, we were both fawning over this before the start, and I had to remind Jess what the moment was in Castle when Castle tells Beckett he loves her, and there's a few moments that kind of go together, so we'll have to talk more about that. And of course, we have many, many more moments to talk to you about all the amazing romantic moments on TV that make us go, ah. And so we're going to start off talking about the Jane the Virgin moment. Go ahead and tell us what happens.
So in this proposal, and this is one of my favorite moments, even though this is a proposal that in the end gets turned down, and yet it still ranks as my like top romantic moment ever because it was so good. So Raphael is dating Jane, and the whole premise of the story is that Jane is a virgin and yet through a medical accident has wound up pregnant with Raphael's child. And so at this point in the story, they are dating each other and Raphael and Jane is an author, which is a cool thing about like one reason to love the series is because I'm an author and she's an author. And in the story, her favorite ever writer is coming to town and is doing a book reading. And so Jane is all dressed up for this fancy book reading in the hotel and she's sitting in the audience and the woman walks up to the front and opens up the book and begins to read. And she says it was a sultry summer night in Miami, which is where they are, and Jane was sitting in the audience listening to her favorite author when Raphael walked into the room. And you're kind of going, what? And then Raphael walks in, and the writer narrates what's happening like it's written in a novel, as Raphael walks down and proposes to Jane. And the fact that he had gotten her favorite author to do this, and that he had surprised her, and that it was something that was so about who Jane is. Jane was such a fan of the telenovelas and these romance books, and she loved writing them and she loved reading them. And the fact that he worked that into the
Into
way he
it
proposed
is just
was amazing. And my friend Casey and I were just like, I think we were yelling at the telly. We were just like, oh my God, this is unbelievable. It was a moment to remember. And Jane ended up having to turn their proposal down, but that wasn't where their story ended. So if you haven't seen the
That's good.
show, it is very good.
There's a
Go
happy
and watch
ending later.
it. Well, the show is still running. I think, well, at least in Australia, the last season hasn't come out yet. I think
Okay.
there's one last one. So
Oh, okay.
there's a bit of a love triangle between the guy she was engaged to at the start of the story and her. His name's Michael and Raphael, and you change your mind about all the
Who it
characters
is.
throughout the story. They do it really well, so
Oh.
it's
All right, I get to go and talk about
good.
Castle now.
So,
Aww.
yay! I love to talk about Castle. Another TV show about a writer.
Yes, another one about a writer. Oh, that was such a great show. I remember watching the show from the very first episode. My roommate actually at the time was really obsessed with Nathan Fillion, and so she actually started, and it just kind of caught on from there. And one thing that you, if you've watched Castle, you kind of understand that they have a love-hate relationship for a long time, but the more that they get to know each other, the better it gets. But there's a moment. There are three moments kind of that happen in this story in the span of about a season that just like wrench your heart and you're like, I love you. So Castle falls in love with Kate Beckett. Castle is a writer who follows around the detective Kate Beckett for quote story ideas. And that is more or less just because he wants to help her and because he's a little kid about it and because he really does like her. So he sticks around and it comes to a point where Beckett actually is severely injured in an episode. I don't, for anyone who's not seen it, I'm trying not to give anything away.
I think the whole show's over now, and it's quite a while ago that the season
I just
three
don't
finale
want to, if I'm
aired.
telling somebody to go watch it, I don't want to spoil it though. But anyway, yes, they do get together. I won't spoil that much, but she's severely injured and Castle's like holding her in the ground, telling her that he loves her. And it's just like, okay. So then fast forward about a year and he's doing this thing for about a year to protect her. There's this kind of story that they're working through, this mystery that they're working through. It's about Kate's mom's murder. And Kate's mom was murdered, and so they're working through that. Well, Castle finds out that Kate has been lying to him because she has said that she didn't hear anything, that she didn't remember anything from that moment. And Castle finds out
She
and was
did.
very bitter for a while, like really just angry. But at the end of the day, he's there to protect her. He still loves her. So he comes in and he's like, "You have to stop." And she's why? What are you talking about? How do you know? And then she's, how could you do this to me? And he stands there. He's like, how could I do this? Because I love you. It's like the most like angry version of I love you he could possibly give, but just kind of like, duh, can't you see it? And I'm here and I'm loving you and I'm just all I want. And so at the end of it, she trying again, trying not to give anything away enough, big enough. But at the end of that episode, she has to give up something very important to her, which for her is just basically like the pursuit of solving her mom's murder. And she
And she was
comes,
mad at him because
she
he
was mad
withheld
at him
info
because
about
he
that.
with, yeah, exactly. He withheld information that would hopefully help her get to her mother's murder. And so
But it was for her
she,
own good.
yep. And that was why she was asking, how could you do this? And he was like, because I love you and you've known for about a year. And so they have their fight, they go their separate ways, but at the end of that episode, she actually comes back and she's like, I let him go. I didn't care. Like, all I want is you. And then it's just like all the feels. Andrew Marlowe is a genius when it comes to writing. I absolutely love his plot structure. He did such a great job writing those seasons, and it was the most spectacular moment that just made me go, I want that moment. Maybe with Nathan Fillion. At least just Nathan Fillion telling me he loves me. But you know, can only ask for so much.
Yeah, no, that was a good show, and there were really good character dynamics. And in the books they wrote, in the show, Castle is using Kate as inspiration for the Nikki Heat books, and they actually
Yes.
made the Nikki Heat books. Richard Castle is listed as the author. It's amazing.
And
And the
if you
books are really
haven't,
good.
yeah, and if you haven't read them, we actually talked about this in a podcast before. So go ahead and listen to,
Gotta
I
read
think it
them.
was two episodes ago. So we'll, yep, read the Nikki Heat series. Woo!
It's phenomenal. So my next one is one of my all-time favorite shows is New Girl, especially the first couple of seasons.
Yes,
And
the first couple are good.
in ah oh, amazing. Yeah, there was a dip and then it started to climb again anyway. But seasons one and two were off the charts good, and three was really, really, really good. And in season three, Nick and Jess are finally dating, and Nick is sort of the hopeless screw up who can't really get his life in order, but what he is good at is taking care of Jess. And Jess is the crazy optimist who lives with them, and she has her life a lot more together than Nick. However, she's kind of blinded by her optimism and faith in people, and Nick's opposite is very cynical. So he kind of protects her from having faith in people she shouldn't have faith in, and she kind of helps him survive the adult world. And they're very funny and very cute together. And there's an episode about her birthday, and it's all about how she's disappointed every birthday because she has ridiculously high expectations, and she's always let down, and she knows that they're unrealistic, and so she just says to him, "I don't want to do anything for my birthday," like. And he goes, okay. And so they just sort of have a normal day. And meanwhile, he's trying to organize this surprise party for her that she doesn't know about. And so he takes her out to the park to try and distract her. And unfortunately, there's another birthday party set up in the park. And she sees it and goes, oh, I can't believe you organized this for me. And like runs over and starts shoving cake in her face. And then these people are like, so she goes, and then she's really upset, and she's like, "No, I told you not to do anything. I can't be mad at you." But she knows she's unreasonably upset, so she goes home alone to cry. And meanwhile, their other housemates are trying to hide all these party supplies. And then she goes to the movies by herself to try and cheer herself up. And Nick's like, "Okay, we're salvaging this." And he's made they. So she sits down in the movie. She must have taken a very long time to get her ticket and popcorn together because he manages to get everybody there in time. But she sits down in the movie and it starts to play, and Nick's face pops up on screen, and he says that he's made this video for her to show her how special she is, and he's gone around and gotten footage of all her friends saying the reasons why they love Jess. And they've made it, and he's playing it on the cinema screen, and at the end it's him, and he says, "I still have this penny in my pocket. I had it the night we first kissed, and I still carry it everywhere," and that he loves her. And then the lights come up, and all the other people in the cinema are her friends, and they yell, "Surprise!" And that's her surprise party. And I was like, "Oh my goodness, that's the most beautiful thing ever." And my mum kind of did that for me for if was it my 18th or my 21st, one of my birthdays. She actually went around to all my friends and people in the church and places at school and places I volunteered and got made a video like that and surprised me with it at my birthday party. So yay
That's
for
just
Nick
like
and
the
yay
sweetest
for mum.
thing.
Yes, and I'm
All
a
for
very
cute.
People talk about love languages, and I'm a writer. Obviously, my love language is words. So doing something like that, like you can't top it. Like both my things, that proposal and this one, you can see the trend in my personality. And I'm not a person who ever expects surprises or surprise parties, but on the rare occasions in my life that they happened, I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
That's so cute. I love
So
that idea.
oh, it was beautiful. And it happened in a cinema. I love the cinemas. Everything about it, the smell, the fun, the movie.
Popcorn.
It was just all the things that I love, and it was like my favorite. I love Nick and Jess, they're my favorite characters ever. So yes,
Aww.
that one really ties. I really can't rate that one or the Jane the Virgin one above each other. They tie for first
They tie.
place.
Well, that's kind of the same as my next one because I'm pretty sure that this ties also. And this is, okay. I literally have a list of six in front of me right now that all could go for first place because they're all so great. But I'm gonna have to go for Gilmore Girls with Luke and Lorelai.
Girls, I thought you were gonna say Friends.
I was going to, and then I couldn't, and then I was gonna say, and then I had the others, and then I can't decide.
Well, tell me the Gilmore Girls one because I know all the Friends ones, but I have not watched a lot of Gilmore Girls before, so.
Okay, so Gilmore Girls, there is a grumpy man named Luke who runs a diner, and by
He's
grumpy, I mean like,
the best part of this.
yes, he really is. I mean, he's just honestly. He's gruff on the outside, grumpy on the outside, but he's like really such a softie. And he's always had this thing for Lorelai, but it's just never worked out timing wise. And it's not like he didn't know that Lorelai what he was interested in, but he has this moment where he's listening to a self-help book on audio tape, and it's the cutest thing. And he's picture her face. Who's the one that you want to spend the rest of your life with? Who's the one that you see at the end? And all these questions. Picture her face. And Luke just kind of pauses. And you know that he knows in that moment. So he pursues Lorelai, which is so out of the wheelhouse for Luke. And so he actually, his sister is getting married, and his sister and her fiance, soon to be husband, are Renaissance fair people. So they get dressed up and they love the era. And as in typical Amy Sherman-Palladino style, they have this big wedding in the middle of town in all Renaissance garb. And Luke asks Lorelai to the wedding, and the whole episode, like especially the last half of the episode, just like warms your heart. But it's the moment where Luke asks Lorelai to dance, and Luke and Lorelai waltz. And if you know the Gilmore Girls, you know what I'm about to say, and you go, "Luke can waltz." It's seriously my favorite moment of the entire series because it's just so sweet and so innocent, and yet Luke is going after her, and I love the kind of the first like glances, and you're dancing and you're kind of flirting and you kind of like it's just those first moments where she's not really sure, and she still isn't even in the episode after that. She's not really sure that that can constitutes dating. She's like, all of these things together or all of these things individually do not add up to dating, but I don't know, together maybe. And so it just, I think my favorite moment of that entire thing, we could talk about when Luke actually says, "Well, what do you think I was doing with the flowers and then the wedding and then there was a moment, I walked you home afterwards and there was a moment," and she
That's
goes,
such a Luke way to say that.
"There was a moment, there was a moment."
What did you think I was doing?
Right? And that was, I mean, you could talk about that moment. I think the most romantic moment, honestly, is the waltz. Like, just the wedding atmosphere and the song, and they're like, na da, da da da,
Were there
da da
twinkly
da da.
lights?
I don't remember if they were twinkly lights or not, but I remember she wore this little floral hat, and Luke was just very, like, I don't know, he just was the sweetest. I honestly, that is one of my top moments where if that episode is on, I watch it. And I don't put any that is a moment I watch. 'Cause it's just so sweet. Oh, I know. I there's something about romantic about a dance at your sister's Renaissance wedding. Okay, Jess, go for your
Oh,
next
good.
one.
I don't have any more. Those two are
Oh, those
my,
are
they
the.
stand out, they stand
Okay.
alone. Everything else is like, yeah, there's romantic moments in other movies, but you're like, yeah, those are the ones that blew me away.
Okay. Well, since I know that we're both Friends fans, let's talk a little bit about Chandler and Monica.
That was a good run.
That's a really good one.
Especially because they'd set you up to think that something was about to go terribly wrong, and then they smack you in the face with all those candles.
Yes. And it was like, I think I just love the whole episode because Chandler's like, "Don't worry, guys, I got a plan." His initial proposal went awry, and he was like, "I want it to be a surprise." And so he starts acting like a jerk. Like, what are you thinking, Chandler? But at the same
Does.
time, you know that it's just because he wants it to be a surprise. And it goes so far as to the fact that, like, Monica's considering never, like, breaking up at this point, like she, because she was like, I thought this was going somewhere. So, but
And
then
then Richard comes back on the scene. That's what really
Richard,
makes you go, oh,
which I really love
uh-oh.
that moment too, and she's just like, "What are you doing to me?"
Yes. No, that was really good. But it was also good because you needed to know if Richard was such a good storyline with Monica, and they were so great together that you kind of needed the closure of her choosing Chandler over Richard to know that how solid Chandler was with her. And I think he had it in the bag until Richard came on the scene, and that's when he freaked out and thought, oh no, now maybe I've gone too far, because she has a good alternative. And then it all came good in the end.
And she sits there with a that like a billion candles covering their apartment, and Chandler walks in, and She's like ready to propose to Chandler, but then she starts crying. And she's like,
Yeah.
there's a reason why girls go do this. Chandler
Yes,
starts
and so
to
they're
cry too a
both
little
on their
bit.
knees, like
Yep.
proposing to each other.
I know. And then at the end, they stand up and we're engaged. And can we come in yet? And all the other friends are waiting because they know. And,
Yes. No, what's good is like he walks in the door and you see the candles and you hear the audience cheer. And
Yep.
she looks, he kind of takes it in and looks at her, but
Yep.
then when she sinks down to one knee, the audience just screams their
Yep.
faces off.
Yep. I would have given
Yeah.
anything to be in the audience that day. Actually, I would have been given anything to be in the audience on any day at Friends,
Any
but
of them.
that
So
one particularly.
I was listening to an interview yesterday with Marta Kauffman, one of the creators of Friends, and she was talking about the moment they filmed the first time Chandler and Monica got together in London when they
Yep.
shot the scene. So it was a big surprise. Like the scene before it, they'd just been talking and were friends, and he was making her feel better about her brother's wedding and that she was still single. And then the next scene, he wakes up and she pops out of the covers. And that was originally a 4-episode arc. It was not intended to be a long-term thing. It had intended to be a joke. And they were going to end it. And they said when she popped out of the covers, the audience screamed so much and so loud that we had to stop filming and let them calm themselves because they were lifting the roof off the place. And that's when they realized, oh my goodness, we didn't realize what we've done. This needs to be something more long term. And it ended up going for like another 6 seasons. But yeah, I can't believe that it wasn't planned and that they didn't realize how good it would be when it happened. But yeah, apparently the audience just went berserk
Well, I
and they
think
were shocked.
it's even better because in the beginning of that season where they got together, they actually had this episode where Chandler was like, "Well, would you date me now? And what about now?" Or like at the end of that season, I think it was beginning of season 4. Yep.
Yeah, I think in season 3, the Beach House
The
episode, you've
one,
been
yep,
saying
the one
that.
with the jellyfish. That's the
Yeah,
episode. Yep.
that's
You
why I'm
can.
so surprised that it hadn't been intended to be long term because
Yep.
it felt like
It
there
felt
had
like it
been
was. Like it felt like there
steps
had been a
laid
slight
for
little
it.
build up for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And they would often be sitting in the same chair. They were often closer to each other than they were to the others. And that episode early on when she's like sad about not having a boyfriend and he tells her that she's the most beautiful person he knows in real life.
Yeah.
And she's not looking very good at that time, so it's even nicer.
Yep. Yep.
And so yeah, I can't believe that it wasn't planned, and I think
Well,
the audience picked up on it and knew
yeah.
what something the writers
Re
meant. So
I think, yeah, I think so too. I think regardless of whether or not it was planned, that was the best relationship friends ever had, so.
it was good, and that trumps the lobster moment.
That
He's her
trumps the
lobster.
lobster moment for me. Yes, it does. That's such a sweet moment, but I
Or
loved.
opening the door at the cafe for Ross and Rachel's first kiss.
Okay, let's.
Those were both very good
If you're
moments.
gonna tell me all about this, I'm gonna just have to take everything back and go be like, well, let's talk about this all over again, which we don't have time to do today. So there's so many good moments though. I think, yeah, really too many. But anyway, I need to talk first really quick. I have been keeping this in, trying to keep it in for so long, and I know Jess has too. It was made as an announcement a couple weeks ago that Jess has a book contract, and I have to tell you that as her friend and as her long distance writing partner, that this is so well deserved, and I'm so thrilled for this girl. So beyond thrilled for this girl. I remember praying with her about it and just kind of saying like, God, whatever happens, like let's just take it as it is. And so I will let Jess talk to you about more about her book, but I could not be more thrilled for her.
Thank you so much. I was so ecstatic when I found out that this was even a possibility. Back in May, I got an email from my agent. This was a book that we had tried to sell to publishers, and they had all passed on it, and we'd moved on to our next project and weren't thinking about it. And a couple months later, I got an email saying that Thomas Nelson, who are the Christian fiction imprint of HarperCollins, were seriously looking at it, and they I'm my number one choice of publisher. When I sat down last year and looked at all the publishers, I was like, man, these guys, they would be the top if I could get them. And yeah, and so I was so excited when I found out they were seriously looking at it. I Skyped Hannah that morning and said, guess what?
She called me and she's like, So I have news. When's the earliest that you can Skype? And I think I was on my way home from work and I was like, I'll be, I can pop on as soon as I get home. And so I did. And like literally, it was just the most exciting thing. And, to hear.
I was at a writer's retreat and someone was speaking and I like snuck out the back and was
Yeah.
pacing outside, ringing you and ringing my parents and everybody, and it was so exciting. And so then came the longest month of my life waiting to hear if they were going to actually buy it or not. And yeah, they did. And so I have a multi-book contract with them now, and we've just announced the title for my book. So in July 2019, Love and Other Mistakes will be coming out, and it is an inspirational romantic comedy, and it is about a 26-year-old woman
It's
who
good.
she finally has a shot at her dream career through this internship, but in order to pay her bills in the meantime, she takes a job nannying her ex-fiancé's infant son. So it's a
Yeah.
rom-com, and there's lots of drama and lots of, you all know how I love hate relationships, so there's a lot of that. So I can't wait to finally share it with everybody. There's only a handful of people who've ever read it, and the thought that lots of people will get to, I don't think has even actually really sunk in yet. But I can't wait. The next 11 months will go really fast, so can't wait to share it with all of you. And I'm actually currently putting together the pitch for book two to the publishers, so keep an ear out for all the exciting
I
news.
know. All right. Well, I just want to say once again that I am beyond thrilled. This has been something that's kind of been coming for a long time, and I think just praying that God's timing was perfect, and it was. I think it didn't feel like it was perfect at times, but it really was.
It was amazing. And we just covered how I love surprises, and it was a surprise. We had given
Yep.
up on it and it came back to life, and that was pretty amazing. So,
Yeah.
yeah. It was pretty
Yay.
cool.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in today, and we will see you next time on Story Nerds.
See you later.
Hey guys, if you want to continue the conversation, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/storynerds and on Twitter at storynerds_chat.
Or you can find us individually. I am on Instagram and Facebook at Jessica Kate Writing and on Twitter at Jessica Kate 05.
And I am on Instagram and Facebook at Hannah Davis Author and on Twitter at Hannah D Author. Join us next time to tune in and nerd out.
Bye.
Bye.